Walk through enough store parking lots and, believe me, you'll see it, a dog left in the car on a hot day. No doubt the person who did this believed, well, it'll only be about 10 minutes, and since they left the window cracked open, everything's okay. Not even close. You, on the other hand, might think that rescuing that dog is something that's quick and easy. Well, think again on that part, too. In a state like New Jersey, for example, you could actually be arrested for vandalism and theft if you try to break into a vehicle to rescue that dog. So could a cop, come to think of it. The best way to avoid placing a dog at risk like this is by avoiding the situation to begin with. Joining us to examine some obvious and less than obvious ideas for some dog owners, apparently, is co-founder of Guardians of Rescue, Robert Massiri. How are you today, Robert?
Christopher, hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for raising awareness on about this, since we are obviously in the hot time of year. Guardiansofrescue.org, we have that link at our homepage as well. Learn more about the work of Robert's organization and support it as well, because that's the only way that their work gets done. It seems, like I said in the introduction, Robert, I'll just be a minute. How fast can it heat up in a car? It can heat up pretty fast, can't it?
It can, and I think that most people don't realize how fast from, you know, a 70-degree day with the windows down, in 10 minutes it's at 80. You know, 24 minutes later it's at, you know, close to 100. People don't realize. And what people don't realize is that dogs cannot sweat like humans. They have to sweat through their mouth. And that's when heat stroke sets in. And people just don't realize until it's too late. And we have too many irresponsible people out there who just don't give that a thought. I mean, we see it with babies all the time, yeah, for God's sake. You know, it's troubling. Everybody has an excuse why they're doing it or why they did it. But people really need to realize, and they need to take a moment and say, is it really worth it? What's the reason? If it's for your own purpose to have that dog next to your side and it's 80 degrees out, don't go out with the dog. Leave the dog home. And people are just selfish. They think nothing's going to happen. I hear of cases where they took a dog out, even for 20 minutes, the air conditioner is on, and what happens? The car shut off. The air conditioner broke. So you're risking your pet's life no matter what.
Mentioned heat stroke, too, just to show what this is putting a dog at risk at, other than the obvious of death, a rapid pulse, heavy panting, profuse salivation, red gums and tongue, lack coordination, basically losing control of most, if not all, of its bodily functions. And, I mean, why would someone want to put someone who they say they love, that, you know, I love my dog, and I would kill for my dog. No, more and more of these people we're finding are placing their dogs at risk that they say that they're in love with. And it's I guess the frustrating part is, Robert, it's just so avoidable.
It's a simple thing to avoid. Keep your dog home. Keep that dog in the air condition. Go do your errands. Go do what you have to do. If you have to go get gas and you're coming back home and you have to run in for a minute, you know, maybe it's a little different. But if somebody plans on going shopping, you have to be out of your mind to bring your dog with you when the temperatures are rising like this. It's stupid. It's dangerous. And you're asking for a big, big problem.
We're expecting that the store is going to allow you to bring your dog in, unless it's a service dog that has the proper identification on it. That's not going to happen either. Now, we do have to give credit to Tesla about something. They offer a dog mode feature. Allows air conditioning to stay on while you do go into wherever you're going to go. Let's just say it's unavoidable. You have to pick up you get a call to get someone's prescription, for example. At least Tesla has thought this through a little bit.
It's a great option. I think everything comes with risk. You know, you talk to people who have experienced this and now are very obviously broken by it, where they lost an animal. I recommend people who and you can't convince everyone not to bring their dog, but put a note. Tape a permanent note to your dashboard that there is a dog in the car. I can't tell you how many people forget that their dog is in the back seat. and they run out quick, and they, you know, and that's when we hear of all these cases where someone had left a baby in the car. Generally, it's because they said they forgot. So it's critical that you leave that car knowing that there's a dog in that car. It's critical that you rethink bringing that dog in that car. And, you know, for those who have to witness this in New Jersey, where there is no Good Samaritan law, it puts people in a bad position, because if you do see a dog in a car, what do you do? You know, do you say, hey, you know what, this dog is slowly dying, and I don't care about the law breaking the window? You know, people call 911. They're immediately discouraged not to do anything. So it's a really, you're putting everybody in a bad situation, when all you have to do from the beginning is be responsible and avoid taking your dog out on hot days like that.
And you're also creating additional torture for the dog in the car, because you're standing there waiting for the owner, waiting for the police to show up, and the dog's in there saying, thinking, you want to, like, get me out of this thing? It's kind of hot in here. We're talking with Robert Masseri, co-founder of Guardians of Rescue. Guardiansofrescue.org is their website. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. You can always go into the business. I mean, time is of the essence. And, you know, as opposed to standing there waiting, you can go into the business and ask for an overhead page. I mean, you want to be a little less than honest, you could say there's a problem with the vehicle. Maybe they'll get the person out there faster, because obviously they don't see leaving the dog in there is a big deal. So if you say you have a flat tire on this red Audi, for example, okay, maybe you get the person out there a little faster.
That's the truth. If you say, hey, someone's breaking into that red Honda, you see how quick everyone was run out from their car. But you're right. People are just, if you're that, you know, compromised with your thinking that you can go into that store and leave that dog in that car, then you just don't care about anything else. You're super selfish. And unless it's something that's going to cost you money, you may not really react. And we see that all the time, where people will come out after they're alerted. People are screaming, people are panicking, and they walk up to the car, and it's just fine. And it's, what's wrong? What's wrong? And they're like, there's nothing wrong. And the dog is panting, and, you know, and they take an attitude with everybody. It's frustrating. It's frustrating to see. I don't know how to really educate everyone, but for those who are somewhat responsible, you really have to rethink what you're doing. And also, you're going to probably get yourself into a conflict. Even if you leave the air condition on, people are going to still walk over to your car. They're going to check if the car is running. They're going to try to figure out if that air condition's on. Why put anybody, including yourself, in that position? Leave your dog home.
Here's a simple equation, too. And certainly you can't be ignorant of the temperature, because just about every type of vehicle has a thermometer, outdoor thermometer option on it. Look at the thermometer. At 20 to that temperature, within 15 minutes, that's what the temperature will be, not might be, will be, inside your car. And just to give you an idea, too, I mentioned how in New Jersey, where there are no Good Samaritan laws, that's where a Good Samaritan law means you can bust a window, jimmy the door open, whatever the case may be, and not get charged with a variety of offenses. There's only a handful of states, by the way, around 11 or so, that have those laws. That's a whole other issue. But for the person who leaves a dog in a hot car in New Jersey, you face a fine of no less than $500, a maximum of $2,000. So that's, and again, that's the imbalance, too, because if you try to break into the car to rescue the dog, you're going to face trespassing, burglary, vandalism, and other charges on top of that, which that could come with 18 months in prison, oh, by the way, whereas the person who left the dog in the car, they could skate with no less than a $500 fine. So that's something the lawmakers really have to address. As far as Guardians of Rescue, Robert, talk about what your work is all about and how people can become a part of it.
Chris, we spend most of our energy going after backyard breeders who are breeding illegal practices, illegal puppy mills, dog fighting operations that generally are overlooked, whether it's by authorities, by an agency that's supposed to be looking into them, or simply because no one knows about them just yet, and then we get a tip. So we spend a great deal of investigating these cases all over the country. We invite, obviously, once we have enough proof. We invite local law enforcement into it. We get the ear of the DA, and then before you know it, we are on the property with search warrants. And this year alone, we pulled probably 1,600 animals out of horrific, wow, horrific conditions. Horrific. Where dogs are being spayed and neutered at 4 weeks old by the individuals. It's a common practice that we're seeing for these breeders, because they don't want these dogs to obviously give them any more competition. So we're seeing incisions at 4 weeks old, and they're doing it themselves. Horrific, horrific circumstances.
Let me call that what it is. That's mutilation.
It's mutilation. It's mutilation. And, you know, dog fighting is back on the rise, and it's not getting any traction with authorities because there's so much other crime going on. So we're constantly staying on top of these dog fighters, making sure that if an event is happening and there's no jurisdiction for us, obviously, because we are not law enforcement, we do everything we can to make sure that that event does not happen. And you can't get everybody and get them charged, but ultimately we slow it down. But we're involved with many investigations currently, and we are constantly trying to stay ahead of the laws that they create for themselves, and of course the scandals that they build, such as selling puppies now as rescue groups, and they choose to create these non-for-profits, and instead of calling it a sale, they call it an adoption fee. So these same breeders are now pawning their dogs off as rescues, but needless to say, there's operations that are breeding them. So there's so much going on in this industry. It's horrible. It's disheartening, but we're staying strong, and we're doing what we have to do.
That's only possible through you and your support. If you go over to their website, donations being accepted with PayPal, Apple Pay, Google Pay, Venmo, and you can not just add to the support that Guardians of Rescue needs to do the work they do, but when that work that they do and what they expose is made known, well, that's what provokes the people in whatever state house this activity is happening to be going on, provokes them into action. Whether it's sincere or whether it's just to win votes, but either way, if it's going to provide safety and decreasing, eliminating the crime that's being perpetrated against innocent animals, well, we certainly would call that a good thing, would we not? Find out more about Guardians of Rescue, the website guardiansofrescue.org. He is their co-founder, Robert Mercieri. Robert, thanks for the attention you raise on this issue and many others to help people realize what is happening and really to become involved, because without the information, without the tips, without telling something to somebody about what's going on, then the good stuff that could and should happen would never happen. Thanks for doing that, for being here today.
Chris, thanks for allowing us to spread this message.